fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Rider of the Plains' great fight for justice. These corrupt sheriffs and public officials did their best to defeat him. But with the help of the honest settlers, the final victory went to the Lone Ranger. Law and order were brought to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Treasure Bend! There's going to be trouble! I'll Silver away!
A group of men were sitting around a table in back of the Ten Strike Cafe. Among them were Sheriff Brent, Mayor Bushwack, and Jack Tolliver, the boss of Trigger Bend.
It goes without saying, gents, that there's certain folks around here that don't like the way I handle things.
Tolliver, complaints have come to me from time to time. Of course, I promised him this.
You shut up, Bushwack.
I resent that, Tolliver. My position, my dignity.
Dignity be hanged. Take that hat and tailcoat away from you, and you're the same undersized fish you always were. You're an office, Mayor, because I let you stay there. Don't forget that, Bushwack.
The whole trouble, Tolliver, is that you're too confounded crude the way you swindle people.
Don't tell me, Brent, how to run my business.
Oh, but that trick of getting a man to run the bets way up high in a poker game. Then having Maisie spill hot coffee on him while you take a couple of aces out of his hand.
Brent! I run the 10 strike the way I want to run it. If I had honest deals here, you and Bushwack wouldn't have a dime. You get paid well for your job.
But if you could only soften up a little bit, Jack.
Maybe, Brent, you're tired of being shit. And that case...
Don't worry, it ain't that, Jack.
I can find other men to put in office.
No, Jack.
And that goes for you, too, Bushwick.
Have I said anything?
There's been a lot of newcomers here since the last election. You both know this.
Too many of them. Altogether too many.
But, Tolliver, Grant, it's your own fault they stayed here. You broke them, so they had to settle here. They didn't have the cash to go on.
All right, they're here and they're going to vote. And there's too many of them. We thought it was a joke when that good-for-nothing old fool Missouri was put up to run against you.
It's no joke. The doggone old fool has stopped drinking. He's taken the nomination serious.
That's just it. And that old fire-eating friend of his, Mustang Mag, can swing a lot of votes his way.
She'll swing a lot of votes. There'll be a lot of votes that'll go for Missouri just because he's against you.
Tolliver, as I recollect, the last time there was an election, you had some friendly ranchers bring all their hired hands in to vote. The rancher's friend, that was what put me in office.
Bushwack, you talk too much. And will you dry up till I finish? There's one thing more that bothers me. I admit it's got me bothered plenty.
What's that, Jack?
Look, I got a paper the other day. It's tossed in the window of my house. Here it is.
What's that? A bullet?
We're wrapped inside the paper. Take a look at it.
Odd-looking cartridge.
Made of silver.
Silver?
This here paper says that I'm to keep out of the new election. That's all it says, just that, nothing more.
Is the note anonymous?
What are you trying to do, show off your big words again? What does that mean?
Unsigned, Tolliver. Is the note unsigned?
That there cartridge is all the signature that needs. You remember, Brent, the last time there was a silver bullet talked of in this town?
Gosh, yes.
The Lone Ranger seems interested in policy.
It's Mustang Mag in Missouri. That's what he's interested in.
Yeah, and I know what we've got to do, and you've got to do it, Bushwick.
Anything to help, of course. My friendship for you and for Sheriff Brent will go along.
Oh, you old pork crusher. You know, doggone well, if an honest sheriff got in, you'd be jailed in no time.
Tolliver, what's your suggestion?
You've got to call a town meeting. We've got to keep these newcomers from voting at the next election.
Keep them from voting? You can't do that, Tolliver.
Why?
Well, we just can.
We can and we're going to. I've got a notice all written out for you to sign, Bushwick. Call a meeting of all the townspeople that voted at the last election. No one else. Just those that voted last election. Yes, yeah, sign it.
I'll read it over, Tolliver.
I said sign it. You don't need to read it. I wrote it. I'll show Missouri and Mustang Mag a thing or two.
The next day, everyone in town saw the notice tacked to the wall of the meeting house. Old Missouri read it and hurried to the home of his friend and employer, Mustang Mag.
It ain't legal. It ain't right and it ain't fair. I'm a son of a gun if I let him get away with it. You stay there, horse. I'll be needing you again. Missouri!
Don't get off of that clean porch. You come around the back door.
Mag, listen.
That wretch old heart has got a notion to make you scrub that porch again. Look at what them boots of yours done. Somehow I swear I'm going
to... Save your wind. I ain't no mood to listen to you. I'm doing the talking. Get into the house there where you can listen.
Who are you talking to?
You. I says get... Now, sit down there.
In all my born days...
I've listened all my life, and it's high time I done the talking.
All right, Missouri, all right. I'm second. Now you start talking, and you better make it worth listening to, because when you're done, I'll start talking. I don't aim to let an old spavin', stovin', bull-legged maverick like you that's worked as a ranny for my cows talk up to me. Not even if you get to be sheriff, which same you ain't done yet. Now talk.
It's Brent. That's who done it. He put a notice up. A notice for a meeting. And the only folks that's allowed to the meeting is them that voted last year.
Well?
And the meeting is called to pass a new law.
What kind of a law? There's too many laws already. Half the time a man don't know where he's busting a law and when he ain't.
And this year law is to make all the folks live here for at least 1 year before they're allowed to vote.
1 year instead of 3 months, huh?
Yeah. That does me out of the election. The same folks that voted for Brent last time will vote for him again.
I begin to savvy the poll tax scheme as a crook. Most of the newcomers here have been hoodwinked or swindled or just plain robbed by them coyotes. They lost cash to Tolliver gambling. They had to pay special fines to Brent and Bushwhack for doing things they didn't know they wasn't allowed to do. And all in all, they're pretty darn sore at the laws that stand now.
Yes, so.
They'd vote you in office.
Sure they would. Brent knows it.
But if they have to live here a year, they can't vote this election. Well, Missouri, the thing to do is to defeat that there new law when it comes up to the vote.
But we can't, man, don't you see?
The ones that'll be to the meeting will be Brent's majority, and they'll vote the new law through.
That's it, man. I'm done out in that sheriff job. If only the Lone Ranger was here. By ginger, he'd figure a way to get around this situation.
I ain't been here for a long time, Missouri. Remember when he saved this here ranch for me?
I sure do.
When he helped us out that last time? Gosh, I'd give a heap to see that tall, masked hombre walk right through that there door. Even Tonto will be right welcome.
Now, let me think.
Think? You?
What did the Lone Ranger do in a time like this?
Well, they do something. I can bet you anything on that.
Now what? Let me see. He'd figure that the thing that had to be done was to prevent that there meeting in some way.
Can't do that.
Or maybe he just corralled Brent and Bushwhack and Tolliver and the rest of that breed and hogtie them and shoot them, then ride them on a rail with torn feathers.
Missouri, ain't no use in you trying to think. You just plain don't get no place by it. Now be quiet and let me think. Thing for us to do is to figure some way of locating the Lone Ranger. That's the thing to do.
Meanwhile, Brent, Tolliver, and Bushwhack met once more in the back room of the Ten Strike.
Stop your worrying, Tolliver. I tell you, I got all my deputies on the job.
Brandon can't help worrying. I had another warning just today. That Lone Ranger is around here.
Nonsense. He can't be.
Well, look at this, then. If this ain't another silver bullet, I'm crazy.
So it is. So it is.
Are you sure, Brent, you've had all the roads to town watched?
I told you I had.
I tell you, that gent knows things. He sends warnings to me because he knows I'm the boss and you two ain't nothing but figureheads.
Now, Jack, let me put you at ease. In the first place, Mustang Mag is one of the best friends a Lone Ranger has. Ain't that so?
Sure.
All right. And he ain't coming here without making a call on her.
Don't seem likely it would.
Right again. Now, if he does call on her, his goose is cooked.
Yeah?
I got two of my best deputies watching Mag's house. If he shows there, he's captured. And if he's captured, he's jailed. And if he's jailed, he's hung by the neck.
Hung? Hung for what?
Horse stealing.
That'd be hard to work out.
Not if I claim that white horse of his is mine.
But you can't.
Who's to stop me? I've got the men all set to swear it's my horse. And we'll have a special jury for his trial. Made up of men that owe you cash. You savvy?
Maybe I do.
There ain't a smudge of risk in it. Because I got her straight from Mustang Mag some time ago. That masked gent don't kill. He let himself be drilled before he shoots to kill.
I heard that.
So the boys just nail him. If he tries to get away, they shoot and save the trouble of a trial. I got a handbill all made out for him. Here it is.
Sheriff Brent, I reckon I done all right in making you the law around here. I feel a darn sight better about things now. All I need to see that man in jail, and I'll feel really swell.
Just let him call on Mustang Mag, that's all. And he will if he comes here.
And if he don't come here, there's nothing for us to worry about. Boys, the drinks are on me.
In the shadows near the home of Mustang Mag, two men armed with six-shooters and rifles waited for the Lone Ranger.
If he don't show up tonight, he won't show up at all. That's the way I figure things.
If he don't show up tonight, Sam, he'll be too late to do much good. The meeting's tomorrow night.
Yeah. Hope he does show up.
Me too. Give him all that's coming to him. Huh?
Look yonder. Someone's coming.
Yeah, I see him.
Get your gun cocked. Reckon it's him?
Wouldn't be surprised. Looks to be a white horse.
Yeah, sure does.
Remember what the sheriff said about a fight?
Not so loud.
Sheriff said he did happen to put up a fight. If he did happen to get killed, didn't that? He wouldn't want us to be having conscience trouble for nothing. And he'd see that he was paid extra.
It's only got one meaning.
Just so.
Who's to know if he put up a fight or not?
No one.
All right, then. Get your gun set. He's coming close.
I'm set.
Is Mag near any windows in the house?
Nah. Missouri's giving a speech in town. We can let him have it without being afeard at all.
Now get ready. He's close by. All right, now we'll both shoot when I gives a word. Now!
At him!
Grab their horse!
Try to shoot us, will you?
Throw him to the ground!
Shoot him again! He's reaching for his gun!
Trying to murder us. I shoot again. Make sure of him.
The crazy fools want to shoot him.
We got him, Meg. We got him.
Come here, Meg. We turned there. He got killed.
What's the noise all about? But this horse, this is silver.
This here's the sheriff's stolen horse. And there on the ground is the horse thief that tried to resist us and doggone near killed us.
We had to shoot him, Meg.
Oh, you fools. You murdering polecats, you killers. If you don't hang for this, you murder, there ain't no justice in the world. You killed him. You killed him in cold blood. Name a man that never heard a soul in all his life. A man that wouldn't shoot to kill, not even to save his own life. You killed the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger. sir.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. When two of Tolliver's gunmen saw the great horse Silver outside of Mustang Mag's home, they fired shot after shot into the shadowy figure on his back. Mag reached their side too late to stop them, but branded them as murderers.
We didn't have no choice, Mag. He was out to get us.
That's a downright lie, and to know it.
He stole the sheriff's horse.
If that ain't the dirtiest. Oh, what the use? This town's a deep, sunken corruption that ain't no use looking for justice no longer. The least you can do is to fetch him into the house.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Grab his feet and we'll see. Hey, there's something wrong.
What do you mean?
This ain't a man at all.
Huh?
What's that? Great safe, look!
Huh?
Turn slowly.
Behind us.
You're full covered. Better carry that dummy into the house. Please direct your clothes and go back to my saddlebag.
He's alive! He's alive, thank goodness!
Hurry, inside with you. A few things we want to talk about.
He don't shoot. He won't shoot us. I'm gunning him.
No, my hand! Oh, my snakes alive, my hand's blown off!
Now, any more little tricks to try?
My hand!
Your hand's not even touched. I just thought away that gun before you hurt someone with it.
Now, by ginger, it's time for me to take a hand. You two murdering mavericks. Maybe the Lone Ranger has some reason for not shooting to kill, but I ain't hindered that way. Get to that there house before I blow holes for your hide.
Put down that rifle, man.
This here's good for other things besides shooting.
Down my head.
Inside before I see which breaks first, the rifle or your head.
Well, I'm a go with
my hand feels like it's busted.
Oh, get
him.
Oh, my
God.
Head. Listen, don't hit me again.
My hand hurts something fierce.
Oh,
I'm going. I'm going. Oh.
Get in there.
Oh, my hand.
Well, a fine pair of crooks. What do you think should be done with you?
No, look, we had our orders.
Orders to kill me without giving me a chance, huh? The sheriff is going to try and make me out as a horse thief.
We didn't have no part in it. We had to follow orders.
There's one way out for you. You're going to sign a confession to the whole scheme. And when the new sheriff is elected, his first act will be to jail the present sheriff and Tolliver and the mayor and a few of the other town officials.
I'll get to writing things for that confession.
But if Tolliver
don't... The choice is yours. You'll sign that confession and take your chances on real justice. You'll put the boss where he belongs, instead of you who are made to take his orders.
Here's the paper and pencils. Now get writing. What in confusion, Missouri?
Yippee! He's here! He's come! Whoopee!
Bard, you're the finest I'd ever seen. Did you tell him, Mag? Did you tell him the ornery trick that's being done?
Oh, shut your big mouth, Missouri. We got a couple of crooks here that's writing confessions for trying to murder the Lone Ranger.
What's that? Quiet,
Missouri.
Yes'm. Pard, how did you savvy what was going on?
Sato's been in town for some time, Missouri. We heard that there was to be an election and thought it would be a good time to try and get the right man into office. Missouri, while you can't ride well or shoot well, you don't know much about law.
He can't even cipher none.
You are honest. You can appoint deputies who will see the things are done.
That's just what I told the folks tonight in town.
I want you to be sheriff. You'll have two prisoners here. They'll be kept in Mustang Mag's stable until after you're in office.
But I reckon Mag didn't tell you. I don't have a chance now.
Because of the meeting tomorrow night?
Yes, so.
Missouri, I heard about that.
That's an ornery trick.
I think we can have that idea voted down.
No, it can't be done.
You know some people who would vote against it.
Oh, I know some. Maybe 20 or 30. But Tolliver has 50 to vote for the new law. And they'll vote it through, and then the voting on election day will leave out all the newcomers here.
But if that law is defeated tomorrow night, then what?
Shucks, I'd have the election won hands down then.
I see.
Oh, it can't be done.
Perhaps it can. I want you to see all your friends who are going to be at the meeting tomorrow night.
Yeah?
Tell them to be sure and get there early and sit in the front row.
For what?
Tell them to sit there and stay there no matter what happens.
No matter what happens?
That's right. I'm going to be at the side window of that meeting hall.
Yeah, Bart. Only...
Shut up and listen.
Yes, sir?
The mayor will have to preside at the meeting, won't he?
Yeah.
All right. You watch the side window for me. When I give you the signal, call for the vote. Meanwhile, we'll keep these crooks and their confessions right on this ranch. Now, don't forget tomorrow night. See your friends. Tell them to get there early. Sit in front. And stay there in spite of everything. Missouri followed instructions. Early the next evening, his friends were sitting in the first rows of seats in the meeting hall. Tolliver and his men waited outside for the mayor.
How's it look, Tolliver?
We're all right, Brent. Nothing can happen now. I've been counting.
Yeah?
There's 27 there already. They're all folks that'll vote for not passing the new law.
27, eh?
Yeah.
I count the boys out here. We got about 50 or more that'll vote the law through. All it takes is a majority.
Well, that settles it. Law goes through and you're in office. Only one thing bothers me, though.
What's that?
I ain't heard from that mayor's man again. Your boys seen anything of him?
I ain't even seen the deputies I put on guard at Mag's place.
Hang it all, that old Lone Ranger gets under my skin. When I get a warning, I worry, and I worry more when I don't.
Well, nothing much to worry about.
Hey, Bushwick! Hey!
Of course we're coming.
You cocky old fool. You think he really knows something to see him strut around.
Yeah, he knows how to handle meetings real fancy that always makes a hit with folks. Evening, Bushwick.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Time to get started, ain't it? Let's go in and get the meeting over so we can have some time left to drink to the new law.
I don't know what's to happen, Barnaby, but whatever it is, don't do nothing but stay sitting. Now pass that word along. All
right. Folks, folks, come to order, please. Come to order. Meeting will come to order. I notice that our candidate for office has seen to it that none of his friends miss anything that's said here.
Well, to get down to business. We've come to be a big community that's growing all the time. Bounding and leaping, I might say. Now, it ain't fair to those of us that's been here for years and years and helped to build this town from nothing to the present fine community that this town has come to be to let newcomers have a voice in things that's equal of everyone else. It's been deemed fitting and proper, therefore, by a group of upstanding citizens to propose a new ruler.
And a good ruler, too.
Now, this meeting has got to be done according to Parliament laws. Just like Congress and all other big communities does things. There ain't to be no interruptions. The law reads as follows. Whereas newcomers haven't the knowledge or experience in living in the town of Trigger Bend, the following resolve has been set forth.
Read the resolve.
Be it known to all that effective this day, it shall be necessary to be a resident of Trigger Bend for a term of 1 year before the right of franchise, that means voting, can be exercised. Now, that's sticked in the sort of fancy word. But what it means is that none of these immigrants can vote until they live here for a year.
Hooray for that rule, and that's to the truth.
I can't have these interruptions. Now, someone has to move that what I just read be accepted as the law.
I mean that.
All right. Mr. Tolliver has made the motion. Now, is there any second to it?
I second the motion.
Now, hold on. This has to be done in the right way. Tolliver, you can't second it on account you made the motion. Now, who seconded it?
I will.
All right. Now, we're ready to take the vote. All in favor of the... What's that?
Injured. An attack. It's outside.
Come on, Tolliver. Hold the gun. Clean up.
At the sound of war cries outside of the meeting hall, Tolliver's men rushed into the street. Some of Missouri's friends started to follow them, but Missouri cried out,
No! No! Stand still! Stay put! This is it, boys! Stay there!
The hall was over half emptied in less than a minute. There was a newcomer from town who had started the disturbance outside. And when Tolliver saw them, he shouted a command to his men. Before long, a wild fight was going on. Meanwhile, Mayor Bushwack stood on the platform, a gavel in his hand.
This interruption. Open them doors and back.
We gotta keep all that noise out, Mayor. Now is to that there vote.
We can't vote now.
Oh, yes, you can. You call for that vote. We ain't holding up no meeting for them that can't stay in it. You already put the question. Now call for the vote.
What's that?
You heard me. I've been studying something on the law of parliament myself, by ginger. And you got to call for A's and A's.
Where'd you learn that?
Well, now, Mayor Bushwack, a man in office has to know the law, don't he?
But you old...
Make that question, by ginger, I'll sue you for slander.
What?
And if you don't put the question right now, by thunder, this meeting ain't according to the laws and it ain't legal. And nothing that's done here counts.
I never heard the like of this.
Get going, Bushwack.
Yeah, get going. Ain't Tolliver here?
No, he ain't here. And if he was, he ain't nothing to say anyhow.
You all heard the question.
I sure will get the difference for this.
All in favor of the new law, register by saying aye.
Oh, my sake, hold on.
Let's have it.
All them opposed.
Aye!
That licks it, boys. That licks it. Now them newcomers can vote. Let's go tell them. Boys, he's all over. That crooked bill's all washed out. You're all going to vote.
What's that?
I couldn't help it, Tolliver.
Oh, Swack, you confounded idiot.
He couldn't help it, Tolliver. And you better not have much to say, because right after that there election, when I'm the law, I'm jailing your two pards that's already my prisoner. And jailing Brent and Bushwack and you.
I don't know how he done it, Jack. I swear I don't.
I'll tell you how. Tonto got these folks to raise a little rumpus in the street. And Tonto's pard told me a thing or two about the law. And if you look there beside the building, you'll see a tall gent on a white horse. He's the one, boys. He's the one that has given you all the right to vote for honest government and Trigger Bend. There he is. The man that made old Missouri sheriff, the Lone Ranger!
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.